From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah has now seen more than 1,700 confirmed cases of COVID-19 as of this afternoon. State epidemiologist Angela Dunn says growth here has been relatively steady.
No matter if we test 1,200 a day or 3,500 people a day, we still are consistently at a 5% positive rate. And this is a lower rate than some of our surrounding states.
Dunn credits the lower growth rate to early implementation of social distancing measures, like banning dining in at restaurants. Governor Gary Herbert says they would like to be able to check all Utahns for the disease. So far, more than 34,000 people have been tested. Most states and the District of Columbia now have stay-at-home orders to slow the spread of COVID-19. Those resisting include two in our region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
Christine Porter is a public health professor at the University of Wyoming. She says not ordering a state-mandated stay-at-home or shelter-in-place order has serious repercussions.
As you and I are talking on the phone, people are going out who would otherwise not go out because we don't have the shelter-in-place order, and they are spreading the virus. And it will spread exponentially. So, you know, it might not look like that many right now, but look at any chart of anywhere else where it has started to spread, and you see where we're headed.
In Wyoming and Utah, guidelines and restrictions are piecemeal, with some municipalities and counties taking things into their own hands. Meanwhile, presidential advisor and infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci has pushed for all 50 states to put the orders into place. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
Bryce Canyon is the latest national park to close in Utah because of COVID-19. Park officials announced last night that all access to the public will be closed going forward. From KUER's Southwest News Bureau, David Fox has more.
Too many people were visiting the park to guarantee that the virus wouldn't be spread. That's what Bryce Canyon Superintendent Linda Mazu said in a statement last night announcing the park's closure. The decision follows the recommendation of the Southwest Utah Public Health Department and is backed by local leaders from Garfield County, which has already taken a big economic hit due to a decline in tourism.
We can't look at this from just one perspective. We have to look at this holistically and what's good for our county, what's good for our people.
That's Garfield County Commissioner Leland Pollock. He says public safety is the county's first priority and that there was consensus among local business owners that the park should close. Capitol Reef is now the only national park in the state to remain partially open. Its facilities, main campground, and visitor services are closed, but the park's backcountry areas are open, as are the trailheads and parking areas off Highway 24. David Fox, KUER News.
Salt Lake County is reminding business owners that there are no fees to apply for COVID-19 relief funds. The county's economic development director, Blake Thomas, tweeted he has received reports from small business owners, especially immigrants and refugees, that people have contacted them offering help to apply to assistance programs, but for a large fee. Thomas says applications for the Paycheck Protection Program, Economic Injury Disaster Loan Advances, and Utah's loan program are all free. He recommends businesses work with their existing bank or credit union to understand their options. Smith's grocery stores have started limiting the number of people allowed inside at one time to help shoppers social distance. The company, which made the announcement today, says it'll only allow half of the maximum occupancy to enter stores. Grocery stores are considered essential business under Utah's Stay Safe, Stay Home directive. Smith's will use the same technology that tracks how many people enter the store to monitor the number of customers inside. Its parent company may also start testing one-way aisles to see if those are effective. 8 deer in Wayne County in southern Utah were illegally shot and killed between November and March. The state's Division of Wildlife Resources said today 6 of the 8 deer were killed at one time. Officials say they received reports of a truck driving by and shooting 2 bucks and 4 does in a field. The other 2 deer were killed about a week ago, but all 8 animals were left to waste. The division is still looking for information on the slaughters and say they need help protecting the herd in the county. Utah now ranks 2nd nationwide for new home construction per capita. That's according to a study from the website Construction Coverage, which analyzed U.S. Census data and home prices from the real estate company Zillow. There are approximately 89 new housing units being built for every 10,000 people in the state. St. George ranked 2nd among all metro areas in the country for new homes, with 161 new units per 10,000 people. For large metro areas, Salt Lake City came in eighth. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.